Beyonce in the morning. 1-8-4 Sizzler on the way. Am I the Jerk as well? First.
We just got a letter. We just got a letter. We just got a letter. Wonder who it's from.
A mailbag situation from Playhouse family member Eric, who says, I got a buddy who I've known for like 15 years now. He's a fun dude, but I always feel bad for the girls he dates because I can see that he does not treat them very good at all. He uses them, he abuses them, and then he just moves on. Now, they're planning the future, and he's cheating and mistreating them. This current girl he's seeing is super cool, very good looking, and I can't believe she's falling for it just like so many other chicks have. She checks all my boxes, and that's the thing. I'd love to date her, and I'd actually treat her right. But how can I make a move when he's currently dating her there, even on social media as in a relationship? Is there any way to pull this? Do I tell him just to break it off since he's crappy to her anyway? Or do I sit her down and say, you know what, he sucks, you're better than him, why not date me? Or is that breaking guy code? Well, yeah, I would think that probably is.
Yeah.
You know, because they're dating.
I get it's one thing to warn someone about dating someone who's a terrible person, but then trying to steal them, this is too much.
Yeah, I think you gotta... How close of a friend is it, I guess? Did he say? Is this best friend?
15 years now they've known each other.
Okay.
That's
a lot.
I don't know what quantifies as best friend, it's but there. It seems like they're close.
Yeah, I would go ahead and say you have to unfortunately wait this out. The good news for you is after he absolutely makes a dumpster fire of this thing, you don't have to do that much to look like a wonderful guy.
That is true.
Yeah.
And you know what's going to happen. It's just how his past has always been. I almost think you have to say something to her. Just say, I want you to be careful. He hasn't been the best to his previous relationships.
Is even that breaking that bro code, though? Do you, if you've seen time and time again his relationships end in just an explosion of hellfire, mm-hmm. couldn't you just, kind of like where he's at, wait for that to happen, and when it does, be like, hey, listen, I hope this isn't weird, because I am friends with so-and-so, but I would love to spend some time with you, get to know you a little bit, because then their relationship is done. It's run its course.
How long is it going to take, though?
Okay, well, I would guess, okay, so he did say, too, that they have this on social media, their status is mm-hmm. in a relationship. I wouldn't be shocked if exes have messaged her in some sense, been like, hey, just a heads up, be careful with this guy. He's got a history. Like, do girls do that or no?
No way.
They don't?
No.
Man, I thought you guys looked
there
out for each other.
There might be, like, some that are crazy, but if I got a message from a girl that was like, just want to give you a warning, I'd be like, okay, she's trying to get him back. What a loser.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, I would think they were being crazy.
You guys are vicious to each other. I thought you were supposed to have, like, some unity going on here.
Sometimes there is.
Watching out for each other.
The thing is, with him warning, any validity, and I think this is kind of where you were at, any validity to what he was saying disappears the second that he then hits on her. Hey, he's pretty bad. I just want you to know. I'm just trying to do you solid. By the way, I think you're pretty hot. You know, like, that's where it's like, okay, so your creepy friend hit on me.
I also think once they break up, yeah, he could try to swoop in, but is she going to want to be around that group of people again?
Probably not, no.
No.
Unfortunately... Yeah, this is probably one that you are going to have to leave alive for quite some time.
Is there any way to pull this? He has a friend that, in his opinion at least, is not super good to the people he dates. And, well, he's really into this friend's girlfriend. Is there a way to pull that off without completely violating bro code and actually getting a date with a girl? 237, it's text 35270. Getta, Rexa, I'm good. Blue, 1-8-4. It's Playhouse 1-8-4, rolling through a mailbag situation for Playhouse family member Eric, who describes he's got a buddy he's known for like 15 years. And, well, he's historically not very good to the women he's dated. He doesn't really elaborate other than maybe mentioning he cheats from time to time and call him basically a user. And he's like, well, you know, this current girl he's seeing, I would really like to date her. Is there a way to, you know, warn her, destroy their relationship, and steal her from myself? Can it be done?
Man, no, I've seen this play out before, and it usually never ends well. But here's the thing. Sometimes you just got to shoot your shot. You know, if he's really, really in love with this girl, he's going to want to do the whole rest of his life if he doesn't say something good for it. That's what I think. I mean, it's risky, for sure. He's probably going to lose his best friend out of it, and I get it. But also, you don't want to be 75 on your deathbed and just wonder what if, you know?
I suppose. I do wonder, have you considered this, Eric? Because this is a move you could take. A lot of times people that are notorious cheaters and maybe are the problem in a lot of relationships, they're probably more aware, self-aware than you might realize. What if you said, hey, this is going to be really weird, and I'm sorry. How into so-and-so are you? Because I can be honest with you, man. Like, if you're going to, like, if you're cheating on her, or if you're going to cheat on her, or if you don't see this going anywhere, man, I tell you, I'd really like to date her, and here's why. If you're really close with a dude, it might be worth a conversation, especially if you already know he's being crappy to her.
You're going to ruin the friendship.
Yeah, I mean, I guess maybe the conversation, it still would be weird if he's like, no, dude, that's my girlfriend.
Oh,
which
okay,
he probably
cool.
will respond
yeah.
to.
Yeah.
I'm just more shocked with any of this, like, as I sit down and think about it. Like, I don't know what Eric's friend's name is, but, like, we kind of created this monster. Because he's getting away with it at every angle possible, right? So, girls in the past aren't telling him that this guy's crap. His friends can't tell the girl that he's with he's crap. His friend can't even tell him he's crap for the most part. He just, he does it because obviously no one can stop this creature.
He can just be crap.
He can just be a crap person.
How do we know, though, he hasn't changed? What if this is the girl that's got him to become a respectful man?
Well, then he can't do anything.
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and on a limb. I've never seen that before.
Hey, he's made it Facebook official, okay?
That's true.
I guess. Yeah, has he done that before?
Is that irregular? What are we seeing as far as texts go there, Amy Kay?
Someone said if they break up for other reasons, wait a good amount of time before you even talk to your friend about your feelings about how he treats people and about her before you even do anything. Someone said, I don't think you get involved at all. It's not your business. If you don't like what's going on in his relationship, doesn't matter. It's not your relationship. And if you do say something, you're just going to mess up your friendship.
Hi.
You're crossing a line. Your best friend's girlfriend. Yeah, he could treat her better. We assume that. But that's a relationship that with your best friend. Are you willing to sacrifice that relationship for a woman? I don't know. I think he should just lay off that one. There's too many fish in the sea for him to chase after his best friend's girlfriend.
Got it. Thank you. Good morning. It's the Playhouse.
I think he should make a move. I think, you know, friends, if you've been friends for a long time and you can see that, like, this guy isn't, you know, good for her and you really know how to treat her and you're not going to, that's not going to go away. It's probably just going to get stronger and stronger, which means that, like, you got to do something or you got to, you know, walk away. I think it would just be miserable not to do anything and just know that they're in a bad relationship and just stay there on the side.
So you like the idea of him giving it a go?
Yeah, I think you should go for it and then let us know.
Kind of seems like if you, never mind the past relationships, but if you can see, like, specific crummy things happening now, that makes a little bit more fair game. Like, if you know for a fact this dude is, like, cheating on her and stuff like that, I mean, that's maybe change the situation a bit.
Like, you have evidence. Like, you've seen the cheating happen.
Maybe he's literally said, oh, hooked up with so-and-so that's not my girlfriend.
Someone else said, just forget bro code. Something has to be said, especially if he's doing the same thing he's done before and it's this pattern. But don't hit on her right away.
I guess if you catch him, this is just something I'd done before.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, I would say the girl also lied. I've basically caught my friend's girlfriend cheating, right?
Yeah.
And I was like, hey, man, I'll give you like a week to tell him. And apparently, I never really like followed up on it though. And she's like, yeah, we talked about it. And I'm like, all right, cool. And then it was like 2 years later and I was like, wait a minute. So she never actually came and talked to you? And why would I trust, like, she's lying and cheating? Yeah. Why would I trust that person to tell the truth to anybody?
Well, it's also weird, though. Like, so you talked to Carol yet? What are you talking about? Oh, well, never mind.
Yeah. Well, the story she spins, too, is, Elliot caught me making out with some guy. New. That's not what we caught you doing. Like, Not just making out with a guy, right?
There's other stuff.
But she PG'd it up, so you didn't think it was so bad.
Yeah. I mean, the kiss in Disney movie, it might even be G. Just rated G stuff.
Family friendly.
Yeah. So as far as kind of the votes go, I guess, are more people saying he makes a move or just kind of bides his time?
Someone said he kind of just have to wait. Someone said just wait around and be there because if she does see that he's treating her bad, she might go to you for comfort. and then you can kind of steal her that way.
Maybe, I don't know if you're going to go to this, you know, his random male friend for comfort, but maybe.
I don't know. Maybe ask, what's he been doing?
The old friend shark thing. Just kind of waiting for blood in the water. A celebrity sizzler momentarily, including probably proof we're entirely out of movie ideas. Like, we've made the last one. This might be the final movie idea after Jack's Victoria's Secret.